latte boy. Bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy.
Yes.
I love him, I love him, I love him. So I'd like to get Minerva to resolve.
That's it.
That's it. Taylor, the latte boy, was the song you chose for the segment. What is that from?
It's Kristen Chenoweth. Like, it's like some musical theater thing or something. But it's, come on, we're talking about coffee in the next segment.
You work out there. Can you get Kristen Chenoweth on as a guest at some point?
I wish. Oh my God, I wouldn't be able to talk if I had Kristen Chenoweth on.
Oh, I know. She's a national treasure. Here's the part where the show gets back on the rails, and Pat says, "Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow."
I'm Kirk Bankstead.
And I'm Sarah Yacoub. If you are new to the show, welcome. We welcome you to live Wednesdays on the radio and as a podcast on the weekends. Our hosts at News Talk 92.7 have shows throughout the week that can be heard anywhere, anytime, thanks to the Devil Radio app. Or you can catch us weekends on our website, upnorthpodcast.com, and all of the usual places where you can subscribe. And we thank you for that.
We do. And we are also thankful for local entrepreneurs, the merchants, the risk takers, the folks who serve us, whether it's fixing our plumbing or serving us coffee. You're going to hear a lot of talk this season about buying local. And I want to point out an important distinction that might help some of you with your holiday shopping. Now, I mentioned in the last segment that consumer spending is sharply higher as folks want to get back to purchasing things they've put off because of the pandemic. If you look at consumer spending, there's actually two lines on that graph. The line climbing very sharply is the line for goods. Just think of all the things stuck on boats waiting to get into the port at Long Beach. And by the way, that's a whole different topic, how we let our country get to the point where having everything made overseas was bound to come back and bite us in the ass at some point. But that's a topic for another show. Also on that graph of consumer spending is a line for services. That line is not nearly as steep. And that is something we can all help address. We don't just have to buy goods that come wrapped in a box. We can buy local services, our local restaurants, bars, hotels and inns, movie theaters, live entertainment venues where Kirk can sing with Kristen Chenoweth, all of these places, they need our help. So where you're able, make it a gift certificate Christmas and help the rest of our economy with its recovery. I don't know, Kirk, like maybe a coffee shop?
Yeah, so that's a great segue there, Pat, because we have a really great guest on tonight. It's John Tracy, who with his wife, Vicky, started the Uptown Coffee Company in Marshfield about 2.5 years ago. And I met these guys because I was looking for somebody to sell my beer in central and northern Wisconsin. And there was not a lot of people who were willing to stick their necks out to sell progressive beer. And now John is the only guy, or his company is the only, even though they're a coffee shop, they are selling my beer in Marshfield. That's the only place you can get it in the entire city. So we become kind of friends through that. I wish I could see you more, but I don't get to Marshfield all that often. But I thought it'd be really good to bring him on the show because this is the time, and I knew it more than anybody when I owned a brew pub. It's like you really got to make hay while like in December, and you know, between Thanksgiving and like New Year's Eve. Like, we all got to make some money, especially when it's cold in the Northwoods and when people are kind of celebrating the holidays. So I wanted to emphasize that we're not going to talk about politics that much tonight, but we're going to talk about how important it is to shop local and support your local communities. So John had a great story about what the Starbucks coming to Marshfield kind of did to his coffee shop and how that kind of affected right down the supply chain. So, John, thanks so much for coming on the show, and would love to hear about why it's so important to buy local.
Well, first of all, thanks everybody for having us. It's an honor to be on with such great company, legends in the Wisconsin industry, I guess is the way to put it.
Really, honored to be here. Have the right Zoom link pressed, but we'll let him go ahead and say nice things about us anyway. Yeah, anyway, John, you were saying.
So yeah, we've had, nobody put pandemic in the business plan. No one. I don't know anybody that did. They deserve a Nobel Prize for something. So opening a coffee shop that really was focused on gathering people and being a space where people could interact with one another one-on-one during a time where everybody was shouting through their phones was really kind of the purpose that we set out to do that, and then focus on some environmental issues, focus on some focusing on being that local hub where people can purchase local goods and find things that are handmade or craft made by a fellow entrepreneurs in Wisconsin, was kind of the thrust of opening up. And that all took a beating, you know, right after we got through our first holiday season, and then new January was going to be slow. And people started whispering about this COVID thing in February. And by March, we were shut down for about 6 months. I'm sorry, that's about 6 weeks. So, you know, the business came back little by little by little throughout the period. And then last holiday season was really good for us in terms of people wanting to get out and shop local. We still weren't radically comfortable with having people sit down and be in the space for very long. So it was a lot of carry out, shifted a lot of our seating over to retail. I think that's when we started to figure out what other packaged goods we could find, and really kind of built this little micro ecosystem of packaged goods that and craft made things from around the area. So we carry goods from some makers over in Stevens Point. We carry goods from makers in Madison. We carry some stuff from people over in Fall Creek, Eau Claire area, just all over the state of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. And I just started to source small businesses doing things that aligned with our values, being that environmentally friendly, conscious of the workforce that they were using to source the goods and make the goods. And that really carried us through the holiday season last year. And then to bring it all home back to Starbucks. So, you know, started to gain some momentum again. And when things started to settle down this summer and COVID was kind of an afterthought, I won't say an afterthought, but kind of in the back of people's minds, they were more comfortable coming and going. And we were a little bit more comfortable knowing our client base and, you know, understanding who's vaccinated, who's not, and how to kind of protect ourselves if there's a scenario where somebody isn't vaccinated. Really started to get into a groove again this last summer. And then, you know, Starbucks pulled the trigger and built a new shop right down the road from us. And I was telling you, Kirk, in the email that I was sending you, that it's not like they turned off a spigot. It's there's about 10 transactions a day that don't happen anymore. And, you know, I can almost pinpoint the times of days that those don't happen anymore, whether it's a convenience factor. We don't have a drive through. They do. They're on the north end of town where everything else is. So there's already a built-in customer base just passing by their front door every day. We're on Main Street downtown, a little bit out of the way from where all the business activity is. But those 10 transactions, you know, they add up little by little. Maybe it's only a gallon of milk, but I buy my gallon of milk from a local dairy that's 2 miles away from my shop. And I buy all my roasted beans from in-state roasters. So Ruby Roasters, Wonder State Roasters, JBC, Madison, Viroqua, and Nasonville, Stevens Point area are the people that supply us our beans. And while it's not a humongous thing, it adds up. Half a pound of beans a day over the course of a year is a pretty sizable chunk of beans that I'm no longer buying from them.
So that's the story. Is not only does your business get hurt a little bit with a chain that doesn't really care about Marshfield, Wisconsin, you are no longer able to buy products from companies that you care about because you want to buy local as well. So there's like this little bit of a, you know, this like you drop a pebble in the water and it kind of like kind of splatters like throughout the lake. And so that's why it's, you know, local businesses support other local businesses. And that's why, you know, this Black Friday, you know, this Internet Monday or whatever it is, it's like, that's so important to focus on your communities, because that's what's going to keep us from being a bunch of strip malls.
I feel like I should go ask my little brother for a shirt he had in college. He went to art school in San Francisco and he worked at Pete's Coffee and he wore a shirt that said, "Friends don't let friends drink Starbucks." And I feel like that would be very appropriate here. But, you know, it just reminds me of the tax breaks we give big businesses like Starbucks. And it's on the backs of coffee shops like yours or, you know, homeowners and who aren't giving back, who aren't, you know, investing in that community. But what can we do to support you, to, you know, keep you going strong? Because it sounds like a great shop and a great business you have going.
Thanks. Just be mindful. You know, the thing that gets lost in all of this is I'm selling the same commodity as Starbucks. But how I source my commodity is so radically different than what Starbucks does. And that's the part that just isn't meeting the consumer at where they're at. They say, you know, they see the coffee bean as the coffee bean as the coffee bean, the milk is the milk is the milk. But what they don't see is that the coffee bean that you're buying from Starbucks is being purchased at a corporate level at an entity very, very far away from here and just being shipped in versus us local guys. A lot, and there's a number of us in town that are supporting different roasteries in the state of Wisconsin that are employing people in Milwaukee and Madison and in Oshkosh. So there's a few of us out there that are really being mindful about, okay, if I'm going to work with somebody, I want to have that relationship with somebody that, that I know is in the state of Wisconsin and help them build their business and keep their employees working too.
Well, and it's that word mindfulness that shouldn't just apply to small business owners. It should apply to customers, to consumers as well. It's on all of us. I talked a few minutes ago about deciding to purchase things that were made overseas rather than things that were purchased here in the States. The same goes for buying local versus buying. Now again, nobody's advocating for Starbucks to, you know, go away tomorrow. We, as a consumer, you have a choice to go to this place, this place, this place, but you can think about it before you make that decision. Don't just go for the instant gratification, you know, just the lowest price, just the convenient drive-through when a little trip two blocks away might do more for the local economy. A local economy that, John, you know, includes things like, you know, investing more into it. You play a role in downtown Marshfield. You, if I understand right, bring in, you know, live music. So you don't just support, you know, suppliers of food and drink, but, you know, local artists and musicians as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Thursday nights we do pizza and beer and live music. And it's, again, kind of feeds off that initial business plan of being a piece of the community. And yeah, it's fantastic. It's just fun to be able to support the arts in some meaningful way. And you're right, being intentional, being mindful, it's, your brain isn't built to do that. It's built to take the shortest path from A to B,
right,
and forget everything that in between. And that's the hard part.
Yeah. And John, you know, I've been to your place and, you know, I know exactly what big box stores do or chains do. They do a kind of a study of a town, and it doesn't matter where the heartbeat of the town is. It matters where the most street traffic might be or whatever. And, you know, and often I grew up in Stevens Point, like the downtown became a ghost town because, you know, all of a sudden there is a business park where all these new restaurants kind of went to, and our downtown was hollowed out. And to me, I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys are, you know, in kind of the downtown area. And so like, that's Marshfield, like the, you know, without you and without other local shops kind of populating the heart of the town, it becomes this, you know, this place that nobody goes to. And then all of a sudden everyone's just on the freeway stopping to get a quick trip or stopping to get, you know, their a Starbucks, and it guts the actual town.
Yeah, the identity of the town is your downtown. I don't care where you're from. I love Stevens Point's downtown, and I've seen it grow in the last 25 years.
Well,
they've done great job.
With the pandemic and everything that's going on politically, we need those hometown character-based establishments where we can come back together and have some fun and enjoy each other's company. And, you know, I go to Starbucks with everyone else, but you don't get that there. You go in, you wait in your line, like it's a Disneyland ride. You get your coffee, you pay too much, you go away.
Disneyland ride, I like that.
Yeah, but, you know, and you're sitting there, I'm like, wait, I'm paying you to wait in this hour line? This is insane. But anyway, I mean, we need these businesses in these times of stress and, you know, of all this tumultuous, you know, fractured communities. And so, you know, thank you for doing what you're doing. And I sure hope that I can get up there one of these days.
No, I appreciate it. Love to see you. I think our small business communities in general, the ones that I've talked to anyway, are awesome about supporting each other. Never heard a discouraging word from another small business owner. It's just been all encouragement. So that's been great. It's great to hear consumers do it too.
Wonderful. Hey, John, for folks, when they get to Marshfield, where do they find you?
We are right downtown, 121 South Central Avenue, right at the main intersection as you come into town. You can't hardly miss that intersection.
That's great. Well, John Tracy, thank you so much for joining us on the Up North podcast. It's been great to visit with you, and we wish you all the best for the holiday season and the new year.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, when we come back, something else we're thankful for, the people who never stop fighting for what's right, even if it's an uphill battle. One of the leading voices up north in the fight against gerrymandering joins us next to talk about how time is short for you to get involved with making a difference in your local government in 2022. We will help you do that if you'd like to serve locally. You're up north. We'll be right back.